down, down, left, right, BA. The Konami Code. Since 1986, it's been used in video games as sort of a cheat code to gain an advantage depending on whatever game it is. It's something I wish I had as a mother sometimes. A cheat code. But alas, there's no such thing. There's only lessons to be learned. But one way you can get a little foresight is by asking those who have been in your shoes before. And that's what I did with my next guest. I know Micaela Martinez as mom of little boy Maxon, who is around Calix's age, so not so little anymore. But she's also a mother of two teens, Tyler and Noel. So to prep me for the teen years, I had to sit down with her to ask her all the tough questions in the hopes that I'd be more prepared when my teens ask me theirs. Find out Mika's colorful start to motherhood, how she balances being a friend and a parent, and finally, why it's important to raise people you not only love, but like as well. That's all in this episode of Mother of Fact. Mika, welcome to my podcast. I brought you in for this topic because I feel like you are way ahead of me and all of my other friends in terms of the motherhood journey. Okay. So you are raising teens.
Mm-hmm. My gosh.
I know. Two teens.
Yeah. And one in college, one in high school, one in grade one. So it's okay. Like all different stages in life.
I know. And ako, I have a grade one, a pre-K, and a baby. And I'm already feeling that. And you're already college. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Anyway, so I feel like you've been through college nice. So like years and years of motherhood experience. Really quickly, can you tell me a little bit of what's ahead? Like what should I brace for in terms of mothering teens?
Okay, so I feel like they all of a sudden shift into their own person, like around 12, 13. Like you really see like, oh my gosh, like there's something in them that changes. It's like, oh my God, you're not a child anymore, you know? And also there's a shift also in the relationship-wise, because parang, diba, when they're toddlers and if it's all about mommy, mommy, and then they kind of try to find themselves. And then after that is where it's so important in between the tween age, because yeah, that's when they either go further away from you or they go closer to you.
No way.
So it's there, that's when you build the trust. I think that's the most crucial part, because that's when they'll start either hiding things from you or telling you things. So that's like when you find the balance of being a parent and a friend, which is super tricky.
Grabe, parang mind games na siya, no?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So we have to brace for mind games. Okay. So before we get to more of that, you know, I wanted to give everybody else some background. Let's start with how you became a mom. Noelle is your eldest. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us what age you started?
Oh my gosh, I started really early, and that is why I have an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
So I was in college. I was graduating already. There you go.
That was my first
everything. Mm-hmm. Before we even got married, I got pregnant on my first time ever. I lost it.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was like a one-time boom. And then I didn't even know, because I was not the gimmick era type. I was just quite sheltered, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, my husband is like 9 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So, of course, like, you know, things are more advanced. So the good thing was I was already on my last, SEM in college. I was going to graduate already. So it's like, phew. But I wasn't aware of it because, you know, I was irregular. So I did, in my head, like, it's not going to happen. But like when you're like innocent and like, you know, you wouldn't think that's not good. It's not gonna happen to me. Like, I'm such a good girl. And then after like 4 months in, my parang I was like, why? Parang I feel like, I don't know, like my tummy. I'm like, why am I bloated? So I was working out and then I was trying all these wraps, wearing ano pa, and then my friends were like, are you okay? Parang you keep eating like weird stuff. I was always craving for tamarind.
Oh my goodness.
And my friends were like, can you just have yourself checked? I'm like, no, it's not, I promise. And then, so right after school, I told them, you know, let's just have myself checked. I haven't gotten my period, whatever, but you know, I'm sure it's nothing. You know, I thought it was like something else. And then, so we went to the hospital and I said, let's just do ultrasound na agad. Wow. Para we know.
Oh.
Wala na mga, you know, whatever it is. So when I went for ultrasound, I was like, oh, so here's the heart. Here's the, and you want to know what you're having? It's a girl. I'm like, what? Like all
lampas
in one?
Lampas five na? Then, lampas 5 months?
Going five, yeah. Going five.
Mika!
And then, oh my God, I shot pa nga for a cover. I shot pa commercials. Like, I had no idea. Kaya pa lang takaw ko. But then, I've always been takaw. So, I don't know.
Wow.
And yeah, and then I was like, when we found out, I was crying and laughing at the same time because I was in shock, but I was happy and I was confused. I was like, huh? Really? Like, literally tears and laughter at the same time. And then, so we, by that time, like, they print out the whatever.
The sonogram. Out. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So as soon as I got home, I showed it right away to my mom. Like, it happened so fast because
okay,
I'm like,
okay,
it's already 5 months. I don't know what to do. I haven't seen an OB, nothing. Mm. Nothing. Mm. So
yeah, yeah.
So I showed her and she was like, whose is this? I'm not mine. And she was just like
jaw drop.
Yeah, like what are we gonna do? Like, so I was like, oh my gosh. And then you know, exactly, it was almost summer now. I gave birth in May. So basically I had half a pregnancy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's how it happened. My goodness. And we got married like 2 years after now, when she was two.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. First of all, on the first try.
I know, it's such a like story. Like, wow, that happened really fast. Like, whoa.
Yeah, but okay, so this obviously you weren't planning for this, right? So this caught you completely off guard. Do you think that this in some way shaped your motherhood journey?
I think so, because I was forced to grow up. It's like, but it's okay because I feel like during that time, my life wasn't about going out and partying. I was really just, you know, home, my circle of friends. And, you know, that was my life. And then modeling, that was like the height of my career, but the height of it all, as in I was traveling, you know, doing all these commercials in around Asia, Hong Kong and all of that. So it was like, got put on hold because I had to take care. But I feel like I was so ready because I've always wanted to be a mom. Like, it was something that I saw myself being right away.
Yeah. When you were telling me the story of when you had the sonogram and you know you came home and you went straight to your mom, was that like instinct that, you know, no matter what happens, you have to tell your mom?
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know, like, who else would I run to, right? Like, I needed to make sure everything was okay. Because hello, 5 months na, and then. Like, how do you do this? And my mom, because like I have three younger brothers, so you know she's such a pro in that. She's really good with like newborns and all of that, so she taught me everything about breastfeeding, about, you know,
yeah
so
wow. So you had this close relationship with your mom, the one that you speak of now when they shift to teens, you know, pre-teens palang, 12 years old, diba, when they come into themselves. It's really important to have that connection. You had this with your mom.
I think especially as I got older.
Oh, so the motherhood just really...
It changes to a different level. Like even now that, you know, Noelle's 18, it's a different level also because now she's an adult. So even the way we discuss things are so much different. It's not anymore like shallow. It's very deep.
Is it difficult?
I think it's sometimes you have to find the right balance, which I can't really say how to. It's trial and error.
And I guess it differs per child, right?
Yeah,
per
it's person. Different also, you know, because their personalities are also very different. So the way that talk to them or handle situations with them are also very different. So yeah, and it's finding that fine line of being cool with them as a friend and knowing also who's in charge, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so
like how do you do that? How do you balance like not being so strict about there's this boy who called or, you know, stuff like that. It's finding the best, but then you realize like, hey, I was once this age also before. So what was I looking for? Or what did I want from my parents when I was that age, so it's not awkward?
That's great introspect,
right? So you really have to listen and like, or even like, you know, drinking wine or whatever. I'm like, why is it bawal? We do it all the time. Like, you know, you have to teach them how to handle also alcohol, because eventually, you know, you're going to drink somehow, sometime in your life, right? So we said, okay, if you're going to drink, let's drink here at home so that we know your limits, you know, how far you can go, how far, how much you can handle. So that when you go at the difference, you're like, ah, I only know like one glass, two glasses, like that. You know, so, wow. I mean, you have to be real. It has to be real. You know, real parenting. You can't be like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. But then in the end, as teenagers, I mean, we all went through this stage. It's like, you'll hide it from your parents anyway. They'll do it anyway if they really want to, right? Yeah, so might as well know what they're doing and what they're curious about so that you can help guide them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, enough with the being like, no, you can't do this. No, why? We all did it.
Yeah, why not? Right? Why not? Yeah, that is.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like there's something about parents with little kids. Nah. Shempre, we don't have the foresight yet, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know what they're like when they come into themselves and, you know.
And maybe also because of the age gap. Since I'm closer to her age, I kind of can relate to, mm-hmm. I can kind of still relate to what's going on now. Although sometimes I feel like, so, like, mom, that's oh, so, like, whatever. I'm like, sometimes like, oh my gosh. But, you know, and also, like, it's important to know who their friends are, how the friends act around them. So, you know, you have to be the cool tita, you know, like, you know.
Oh, so you do. You know their friends.
Yeah, because, I mean, we go out to get, oh my gosh, going to, like, bars and experience it. And sometimes I'm like, oh, these young children.
Oh my god.
But yeah, sometimes I blend in, you know, I have to be blending in.
Yeah.
So it's really finding the balance of
I imagine that with you know, with age comes maturity, of course, they get emotional. How do you brace for when they confide in you and it's like a difficult subject? Do you always know what to say?
Sometimes I'm like, wow, I've never thought about that before. Like, wow, that's really interesting, because sometimes they give you a different perspective and you learn so much from your kids. Mm-hmm. And not all the time you know everything. And I think sometimes you have to admit that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And really, it's just about being honest with everything, not sugarcoating or pretending you're perfect or pretending you know everything, because sometimes we really don't. And I think it's important because they are also, we can learn something valuable also from them.
Yeah.
And if we're open to that and we really listen to them, it helps us also in a way. So it's like, huh, I didn't think of it that way, because times are different. Yeah. And, you know, children also grew up in we grew up in a different circumstance. They grew up in a different circumstance. So they also have something valuable talaga that we can learn from. So it really, like in any relationship, it's a two-way street, you know. Yeah. Just because you're a parent doesn't mean that you know everything or you can say everything. It's both ways.
Yeah, and I love that. If there was something that you could say to parents on how to build their child's self-esteem, because you know how, you know, we have them for so long in the house and you're always very protective of them, but then eventually they go out into the real world, right? And sometimes they're not very confident. So what have you done, and you know, what have you found effective?
Okay, so like with Noelle, and she has shared about this, that's why, you know, I can share about it. Like, she posted it on YouTube, like during like her grade school years or earlier, she was bullied, and she was always very shy, such an introvert. And, you know, apparently she really hated school, but we didn't know this till later on, because she wasn't saying that she was bullied. You know, she would just cry and she hated school. And then grade 9 came, high school. And, you know, she said, I really don't want to go to school. I want to try homeschooling. So, and during that time, homeschooling
came
was
from
like,
her.
We said, you know, we'll try it out. I mean, we heard of friends who were doing it, and you know, they loved it. And before the pandemic, like homeschooling, people were like, homeschool, like, is there something wrong? But apparently it was always something looked down upon. Mm-hmm. But with her, she tried it out, and that's when she really bloomed and she became more confident. She was but she still had social skills because she was, you know, very active in church. But that's when she learned so much and bloomed so much. And I mean, look at her now, you'd be like, what was that? Like, it's, she's so confident now. And sometimes you really need to find what fits your child. It doesn't mean that if, you know, they're not doing what everyone else is doing, that it's wrong or that it should be looked down upon, because people have different learning styles and different settings that will help, you know, help them come out of their shell and be more confident about themselves. So I think that time here at home is really what she needed. You know, it was not about proving herself to, because before it's like always she felt like she needed to prove herself to friends, you know, to fit in. And she was like, you know, she was getting tired of that. And when during the homeschooling thing, that's when she really started her YouTube and she started getting creative, learning things on her own, and she became more confident. And then now, you know, she's entering like the acting scene, singing and all of that.
Wow.
And if you look at her, she has so much social skills. Like you wouldn't think, like, oh, homeschool, because they have this notion that homeschooled kids are very shy, but no, actually a lot of them, they speak so well, they're very confident, they're kind of well-rounded. I don't, because they say about wherever you spend most of your time, that's kind of who you become. So so I guess parents have to be more open and really open to listening and really seeing where their child fits in and how they can help and support. Sometimes you force them to do piano, it's not what they want. You have to be open and listen to them to see what they really want to do, you know, what sports they want to take, because we made her take soccer, she didn't like it, you know. So really it's about listening to your child and seeing, you know, being open to try everything.
That's something also that I've learned to do. Although I remember back in the day, like if they wanted you to play piano, you had to play piano, right?
Exactly. But now it's different. I think we really can't force anything on our children, because they'll just end up rebelling anyway. So, you know.
Sige. Yeah. So this generation of citizens of the world that you're raising, mm-hmm. right? If you could like put a brand on your older two children, like what kind of generation is this generation? If you say that, you know, kids nowadays are so different, what is the quality that they have?
Well, I think their communication skills are very good. They're very honest, and you know, they're just real. And I think it's important to have that with your children, because you don't want to see them acting differently with their friends and then with you, like they're a totally different person. It has to be pretty much consistent, because you want to see the kind of person they really are. And if they're afraid to show that to you, like, I don't get something to be alarmed about, because why will they not show that side of you? So if you observe them with their friends and then you observe how they are also with you, and it kind of connects them, then that's good. They're very real and confident, I think, because they're more sure of themselves. Like they don't have to prove themselves to anyone. Like whoever I am, and if you can't accept it, then I guess, you know, it's not gonna work out, you know. So I feel like now they're not the types who try to fit in anymore. And like before, it's like, oh, we're always trying to, it's that awkward stage now, will I belong here. It's like, no, I will be with the people that I want to be with, and if they want to be with, then fine, if not, then moving on. And I see that with them, which is good.
I will believe you, because you have them. These people that we speak of. Speaking of being real and, you know, honest and open about everything, have you had, I'm sure you have because they're already there, delicate topic situations like sex and drugs, and you mentioned alcohol kanina, but like the sex and drugs and all the evil in the world?
I think again it's about being real, because you know me, I grew up it's in a Christian family, and like, oh, sex is bad, and you know, for marriage. And I get it. I was Miss Save Yourself for Marriage. I was brainwashed think that way. But then when reality hit me, it's like, and then you're denying, you know, you go into this. So again, so with our kids, we're like, you know what, we just have to be real. This, you know, these temptations can come, and you know, sometimes you'll think that it'll feel good, but in the end, because us, we make cuento as we're looking back. We're like, okay, look at me, parang I had no one else before my husband, so now this is what I tell them. Parang, now I don't have to worry, na, oh my gosh, I slept with him, voila. Because I have no issue like that. So if you put value in yourself, think that way, parang we always go forward, and then try to make them look back and see, would you regret this? Would you regret this? So they also know how to value themselves and not be kalat.
Yeah.
But that's how we do it. It's really about real talk and talking about actual things that could happen and things that happen. And I say, like, you know, look at your friends, because a lot of kids now, you know, they lose their virginity also very early.
Yeah. So it's getting earlier.
It's such a norm. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can't even imagine one of my children, like, right now. I just can't, Mika. I just can't.
And it happened so fast. Like, I can't believe, like, oh my gosh, 18 and then 14.
Yun nga eh.
How did that happen?
Paanong 18 years ago na anak ka, di ba? How did that happen?
I know.
Yeah. So that's still normal. You just, like, pause for a quick moment and stare at your kids and you're like, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah. And they're all like both of them are taller than Mina. Or like, when we stand together, we're like,
wow. And you're so tall. You're so tall, Michaela. Oh my goodness.
My son's going to be taller than me and my daughter for sure. And we share clothes already. Sometimes I'm like, isn't that mine? Yeah, I needed to wear.
Okay. So how do you balance being this person they share clothes with and being a mother? What is the rule that you go by?
I don't know. Because it's like, here, sometimes I forget that I'm their mom. Sometimes we're like friends. Like, I kind of just let them do their own thing, but also, like, we know, and then if we have to talk about something, then we'll talk about something, but we pretty much, I feel like we're friends. So, because I don't know, like, it's, I think for me, it's a good balance for me.
Yeah,
I can't say specifically how I do it, but I guess the best really is through different situations that we go through. That's when you really experience it. I don't know how to explain it, because it's not a one size fits all. That, like, each child reacts differently. They have different surroundings and group of friends. So it's really you trying to understand your child and put yourself in their situation. Like, huh, when I was their age, how was I?
Yeah.
And then it's easier to relate that way. You have to put yourself in their shoes, not think, not like, ah, no, that's wrong. No, don't do that, because so what are they going to do? You have to lead them, not just say, no. What's an alternative that you can share? Okay, so if you can't do that, what can you do? So it's not like they're trapped in a corner and a
parang,
I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, I can't, whatever. But what? How? What are the options that they have?
Yeah.
So that's what you kind of have to guide them with, the options, if they can't do this.
I feel like it's all about positive parenting, no? This is, like, a lot of what you're describing. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Were you always like this? Were you always so, you know, no? So because you started off.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you become a parent,
you become a parent.
You learn it as you go along.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, you start with the first one and then you learn more from the second. And then the third one's like, got this.
Okay.
You know, so before it's like, you want to be this super protective person. No, nothing bad can happen to you or whatever. But then later on, it's like, wait, there's a better way to do it. So you have to learn talaga along the way. And it really is a learning process. I can't say that I knew it all. Voila. But now it's a good thing that we have social media, because we learn a lot of tips from different parents also, right? From a lot of, it's like, that's a good one. And sometimes, you know, the way they teach their toddler, like, this is applicable also to a teenager. So, and then there are so many parenting sites. I love, like, Respectful Parenting. I forgot her name, but she's on Instagram. And I love the mindset that she has towards it. So, there's so many ways to learn and so many eye openers right now. And, you know, we grew up before now always about spanking. But I realized with our kids, not everyone responds well to spanking. Mm-hmm. I know, like, you know, biblically it says, you know, that you have to wear a rod like that. And I know there are so many parents that super believe in that and strictly enforce the spanking rule. Maybe it works for them. But for some, like with us, it didn't work so much. Like, I remember I only spanked Noelle once ever in her life, because that was the only time that I feel like she needed it. And after that, we realized that it's not what she responded to. So speaking, talking, really discussing and going down to their level and, you know, speaking was more of an effective way for her. With my second child, never spanked. Kasi parang, there was no need, and it's not what was called for at that moment. You know, so it's not about the rules laid out. You really have to find what works for your children, and not just because someone says it's true or it's a must. It's going to work, because everyone really responds differently, and you have to know that.
As the parent, now you really have to have the right ears for it, because if you're not going to get them, diba, how are you going to navigate life with them and then raise them? One of the sayings that I really liked before was, we can't just raise people that we love, but we have to raise people we like. Do you think that you're liking your children?
That's true. Actually, because I like, you know, it's nice to hang out with them. They're funny. We can actually, you know, hang around each other and not be annoyed, you know. They don't mind also hanging out. And I think that's really important also. Because, you know, like growing up, sometimes like, you're like, oh, I want to hang out with my friends more than my parents.
But sometimes,
of course, they like hanging out with their friends too. But I think they also don't mind, honestly, hanging with us. I can say that in confidence.
have you ever felt like sad in those instances when they're like, no, I'll just hang out with my friends first?
Honestly, no. Because I feel like, I mean, I get it. I mean, sometimes at this age even, we like hanging out with our friends too. We have our mom's group, you know, we have those nights. And so it's normal. That actually is a good sign that they are well-rounded, that it's not just all family. You know, they also have friends and they know how to balance it. And in the end, it balance is also very important. So it can't just be naman all family, and then no time naman for friends. So it's a good balance for me, the way I see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we talked about how the spanking does not work for you, but is there like some sort of punishment that you give your teens when they misbehave or when you're trying to teach them a lesson?
Okay, the punishment really is, honestly, it's really a discussion. Because the discussion and really them realizing, okay, what can you learn from this? And I think that's actually the most important thing, because in the end, it's what we want them to learn. You know, it's not about getting a punishment or whatever. It's really about the lesson that they learned, and has it sunk in? Will they do this again? And for me, once they see that their mistake and, you know, they really learn from the situation and don't turn on it again, then I think that's more than enough. So for us, it's really that. And really, I mean, all the discussions we've had and anything that we needed to discipline with, they never really did it. It's not something that's a repeat. Because I think, like, also before, like, when we get punished, we'll just do it again to get, anyway, we'll get spanked na lang, sige, tiis na lang. Right? So, diba, I'd rather let them learn from it and really see the lesson in it than just giving a, you know, like a punishment.
Yeah.
I'm not the type to ground, because, I mean, I get it, but parang, okay, and then what? They'll be pissed at you, and then they will look at the grounding and not the lesson, you know? I feel like it becomes a distraction, and they'll find another way anyway to get there, like, fine. But, you know, it becomes less important. I don't know. That's what I noticed with them.
Yeah, it's so funny because this is like the exact opposite like of our parents and their generation. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's been like how many years lang, diba? So imagine like in 30 years down the line, how different is parenting going to be?
Oh my goodness. And with all the technology.
Yeah, it's really something. So I'm having a blast just listening to your stories about what it's like with living with teens with their own minds. What is the most difficult part of parenting teenagers?
I think, like I said earlier, I really think it's finding that sweet spot of like gaining their trust and finding that, because without that talaga, it's really gonna drift away. Parang you really have to have their trust, because in the end, I mean, that's what it's all about, the relationship. And, you know, we're not perfect. Sometimes we make mistakes, but you really have to find that connection all the time. You know, sometimes they'll want their space bit, but then sometimes, you know, like, oy, masyadong matagal yung space na yan. Like, you know, so it really keeping that balance between the friendship and the parenting.
A lesson that you learned as a teenager yourself that you want to impart on your teens?
Wow, the more stuff you can do now, like on your own, like, you know, discovering talent, you know, having fun, traveling, even like, I mean, do it. Like, just have fun and enjoy life, you know, because you really never know what's going to happen the next day, the next week. And, you know, I wish I was more like, because I was so like, you know, like in the shell, like, you know, I'm so goody. Like, I mean, like, do stuff, you know, don't be afraid to explore. You know, that's why I'm so happy now that, you know, she found, you know, singing, that she, you know, she's entering this acting world, and that was all on her own. You know, we gave her the free hand if that's something that she wants to do. And I really see that also. My kids are very confident. They know what they want. And they just ask us like, oh, is this okay that I do this? Like, yeah. So everything comes from them. Even my son's basketball is like, okay, I'm ready to play basketball. Gaming, he's like, I'm ready to do this whole gaming thing. And, you know, they discover everything on their own, which is so good, because I know that it's something that they're really interested in, comes from them. It's not something that we planted in their head. Always like support what they want to do, because if you don't, parang sayang. If we don't really like, come on, push them, like, let's do this, continue. They might lose gana. And I wish actually I had that with my parents. I wish they told me like, continue that. Because I would always try something and stop. So it's really important to keep cheering them on and giving them the tools for them to continue and to do better and to do better. So encouragement.
Oh, that's so nice. Wise words from a mom of teens. Mika, before I let you go, thank you so much for speaking to me about life with teens. Can we play a quick game of Never Have I Ever? So I'll just read statements. And then if you have, just let me know if you've never or if you have while you eat your pentatlon. No, it's okay. Please. Okay, so the first statement that we have is, we already know the answer to this one. Never have I ever caught myself wondering, what happened to my baby?
Of course it happened. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Never have I ever started a conversation with my teen with, in my day, ..
Oh my gosh. That happens for sure. Guilty.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Never have I ever gone drinking with my offspring.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Nice. Never have I ever caught myself saying things to my kids my parents used to say to me.
Oh, it happens too.
Talaga?
It happened also, yeah. I think I've said that. I'm like, shucks, and then I catch myself, wait, that sounded like my parents. Stop. You know, you catch yourself and like, oh man, that's where I got it. That's where I got it from.
Never have I ever hid any incriminating photos of my younger self from my kids.
Never. They've seen it all. I hardly have any. I'm okay with that. I'm okay to show my real. They've seen me drunk. They've seen it all. So
yeah, it's all about being real. It's all about being
real. And then I remember. My daughter was like, I'm never gonna get drunk. And then I'm like, what did you say?
Aww, grabe. This is the baby talaga.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, last one. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever broken my own rules in the house and got flack for it from my kids and husband.
Oh, yeah, that happens. It's normal.
Yeah, that happens. I break the rules. I love it. Thank you again, Mika. That was it. That was all the Never Have I Ever things. Again, thank you so much. If you have a message to all the moms out there who are listening, struggling with their teens, any final word?
I think it's something that does not happen overnight. Like in our case, it really took time before we got to that kind of relationship. Yeah, because I guess 12 to 13, 14, there's a shift there, because they, from child, they become woman. And then, you know, when they get their period pads, like there's mood changes. And, you know, they're also trying to discover who they really are and finding that from the awkward stage to becoming a woman. So it really is important to understand where they're coming from, not try to clash all the time. Because sometimes we think a certain way and we expect them to think also a certain way. But sometimes our way is not always the way that is perfect for them. So it's really about finding that balance and really getting to know them as a person, just as you are getting to know a friend, for example. It's the same thing. You know, you have to be genuinely interested in them and really listen and see things also from their perspective. And yes, it takes time and patience, a lot of patience, especially when you're so like this is what I want, but no way. Sometimes they have their own pace, they have their own time, and eventually you'll see like, ah, this is it, this is the one she was talking about, you know. Eventually it will get there, but be patient and yeah, give options. Don't always give them a no, because remember we grew up with that. No, because I said so. That's the worst thing to do, because who wants to be told that? Okay, so what do I do now? So they'll find again something to do, and then malina naman. So you have to help guide them and okay, no, you can't do this, but you can do this. And it works also with, you know, not just the teens, even when they're toddlers or, you know, your younger kids, you know. That's the best way, I think, to guide them by giving them options.
Yeah. I think, sorry, let me just touch on that real quick. That's so mm-hmm. important, because it's like you're not giving them a voice if you're so final,
right? Yeah, exactly.
And then you realize that you're only doing that because you have your own source of, I don't know, whatever trauma or mm-hmm, or exactly. some memory that you have, like yeah. that's yeah.
And that happens a lot. I've heard yeah, a lot yeah, yeah. of stories, because there are some, you know, young teenagers or kids who message, oh, my mom, you know, I really want to sing, but my mom thinks that there's no money there. You know, like stuff like that. I get messages from kids like that. How would I handle it? And that's so heartbreaking, because, I mean, you know, doing these things, like, you know, having talent, it's not just about the money. It does something to them. It builds their confidence. It makes them happy. You don't know who other people feel good when they hear them sing, you know? So different stuff like that. Like, it's sad when parents have this, put a box on their kids and you can't do that because when I'm parent, like, but, so I mean, it's not about that, you know. It's about seeing really the best that they can be and all they can be. They can sing and they can do something else, you know. There's just so many things, and it's sad that it happens, and some of them have to like do it secretly, and at first it breaks my heart. I'm like, oh, what, I wish I could talk to your mom. I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Oh, but it's so sweet though that they would come to you about it, right? Because they know that you would understand.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions that come in like that. Like, how can I talk to my mom so she'll understand me better? Or then there are also some moms, how do I deal with my daughter like that? So I get a lot of DMs about that. And again, it really is like patience and trial and error talaga.
And listening, a whole lot mm-hmm. of listening, and just remember to be raising people that we like. On the days that, you know, it's a bit much, what is your go-to fix?
We just, take a break. It really is space. Important sometimes. Yeah, it really is important to do that, because sometimes we need to like think on our own, and then eventually like we'll text each other and like, oh, sorry, I did this. It's, you know, now it's like you message na lang muna. That's the opening, diba? Oh, oh. And then eventually things get better. But yeah.
But I think it's great, you know, the brand of motherhood that you have, Mika, and the way that you parent your kids. I feel like it's also reflecting on you, because lately you've been singing, right? You've been so, what do you call this? You have a community for yourself as well. So do you think that that's sort of, you know, you're sort of living what you're teaching them?
Yeah, well, I finally have time now for myself, because when they're younger, it's like I feel like I had like my focus was just on kids, and I was just doing work, and I felt like a robot, you know. And now it's like, I since my kids have sort of found themselves slowly, like, you know, I'm like, oh, I have a little time for myself. What am I gonna learn today? So I'm also inspired, because I see them, you know, having their own thing also. So it makes me also want to find something for myself, because I'm like, hey, they're so good at that. What am I good at? I'm like, what am I good at? But I don't know. Like, what are your talents? Yeah. I'm like, during the pandemic, I was able to, I don't know, learn more things. And I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it too.
That's it. And look, you did it. You did it. The next time we'll be talking to you, sobrang recording artist na.
Wow. Wow.
No, but yeah. Again, Mika, thank you so much for talking to me about teens.
Yay, thank you. This is so much fun. Yeah. Now you can have your canton also.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Mother of Fact is proudly an Anima podcast.
Check out other great content by following Anima online at Anima Pods on Twitter and Instagram. Digging the podcast so far? Leave a rating and don't be shy to record a voice message for me. You might just end up in the next episode. Click the link in the description or hit me up online. It's at Ricky Flow.